new study of social media use in the federal government is the final word on the subject, at least for now. The study covers both federal agencies and contractors. The 2010 Federal Community Social Media Study was conducted by Market Connections. And joining us with highlights is John Kaguya, the research director at Market Connections. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
So you studied federal agencies and contractors. You found that they are both using social media to some extent. What were the big differences between the two parts, government and industry?
Well, we found a couple of key differences. Two I'd pull out are differences in adoption rates. We found adoption to be significantly higher amongst the government contractors than with the federal employees. And, you know, there are a couple of factors that are driving that. One is that we found our contractors have been using the tools for much longer, so there was a higher level of comfort with the tools. And, I also think demographics were also playing a factor here. We all know that the federal community is the federal personnel base is a much more mature audience than the government contractor community, and social media usage has generally been much higher amongst younger users than amongst older users. However, you know, in the past year, it's been extraordinary to see how fast adoption is increasing amongst those 55 and older, and that, I think, will be one of the factors that helps narrow the gap over the next 12 to 18 months.
Let's just take a step back, if we could, and get you to define social media as you studied it.
Well, one of the definitions of technology that I really like, of social media like, is any technology that facilitates social interaction, that enabling users to collaboratively create value. So whether that's in the form of, you know, being able to share video and discuss it, whether it's being able to collaboratively create content in the form of wikis, or whether it's true social networks like Facebook and LinkedIn that allow people to share aspects about themselves and about their lives in a way that enhances the community that they're in.
Now, much of the discussion of social media has been how government can interact with the public or with constituents that have an interest in an agency's business, I think is more to the point. But what about the interaction between government and contractors? Is that at all part of the social media spectrum?
That's growing. And that's one of the aspects of social media that I think we're only starting to see the beginning aspects of. There's a couple of very rich ways in which social media can enhance this interaction between government and, you know, government and the contractor community. One is access to expertise. You know, the beauty about social media is that it allows experts to share their knowledge and their insights instantaneously with the people who have a vested interest in what they know. And what that does is that it completely lowers, or in some places completely eliminates, the rigid hierarchies that have been, for a very long time, the hallmark of doing business with the government. This ability to share information with the constituencies that are most interested in it, to get what's most important to the people who need it when they need it, and I would add to that the ability to bring people who have expertise in a multidisciplinary way, I think is going to be one of the key ways in which social media enhances and improves the way both contractors and government employees do what they do. It's really going to help them do what they do better.
We are talking with John Kaguya. He is the research director at Market Connections. And I'm wondering, if you are an agency that doesn't really use social media in any way, shape, or form, does that mean you've missed the boat and you're probably not gonna?
Not at all. Not at all. And to anyone who is not yet using it, I'd say, come on in. The water's fine. There have been a few changes that have come from the very highest levels of government, from the Obama administration, that have made it really a welcoming time to join social media. One is that the federal, the Obama administration released their new social media guidelines in the middle of the summer last year. And this was a sea change in the government's approach to social media. They've ostensibly gone from saying that the old policy of agencies must have clear, well-defined reasons for why they want to use social media, to now saying that agencies can use social media and have to provide a clear, delineated reason for why they should not use it, or why they should restrict usage of the tools. And that's made it much more accessible to agency personnel. The GSA has done a great job negotiating terms of service with close to 50 different social media sites, ranging from YouTube and Hulu to Facebook and LinkedIn. So the infrastructure is coming up. There's a lot of opportunity there, and they've been given the green light by the president and the administration. So there's a lot of opportunity there.
And I wanted to ask you about blogs, because the way you define social media means it has to be two-way, or it's not really social. And blogs are sometimes counted in that whole social media salad. Do you find that agencies use blogs in a way that makes them two-way, or are they simply broadcasting press releases via a new medium?
That's a great question. And, you know, I think when many agencies started using social media, it was very unidirectional. It was just to get their content and their press releases out, you know, so they'll put up content in a very formalized way on these blogs without any real or vested interest in knowing who was reading these blogs and interacting with the people who were. But I think we're really seeing that change now, and if you look at some of the agencies' blogs out there, you know, the GSA and the EPA are two that come to mind. There's a lot of discussion happening there. So it's not that the blogs are just being posted, but the blog posters and other agency personnel are actually participating in the conversation that follows the posting of that content. So yes, blogs were initially being used for this one-way communication, but I think they've become much more interactive, and I only expect that to grow.
Sounds like an evolutionary process. John Cagia is the research director at Market Connections. We want to thank you so much for your time and your insight this morning. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks very much.
And we can't link you to the study because Market Connections is charging a fee for a copy, but you can find a link to the executive summary. You can hear this entire interview on federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.